From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Assad allies to join talks on Syria. White House spokesman said Wednesday the United States is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia and Iran, to resolve the conflict in Syria. Diplomats from Russia and Iran, both of whom are allies with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, are due to attend multilateral talks later this week in Vienna. The United States says it has no intention to pursue long-term, large-scale ground combat operations against the Islamic State group. But Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Tuesday a change in strategy includes more airstrikes and possible ground assaults. A White House press secretary Wednesday backed up Carter's statement, making clear the United States retains the ability to conduct limited operations in Syria. It's been a bumpy ride for Tanzania this week as results from Sunday's presidential and parliamentary elections have been slow to come in. Jill Craig has more.
While election observers have generally agreed that voting Sunday was organized and calm, the process has since hit some snags. Tanzania's opposition party, Chadema, said Monday that police detained 40 of its volunteers who were tallying results of the presidential election. The police commissioner said the arrests were based on violations of electoral procedures. Lead opposition candidate Edward Lowassa of Chadema Party called Wednesday for a recount of the presidential vote, saying he will not accept the result. Jill Craig, Dar es Salaam.
American soldiers have begun training units of Niger's army at the edge of the Sahara Desert. A U.S. military official calls it a new wave of military support for African states battling Boko Haram. An official said training will follow for national armies in Cameroon, Nigeria, and Chad. This is VOA News. The Nigerian army says its troops have rescued 338 people who were held captive by Boko Haram militants. Army spokesman Sani Usman says a unit freed the captives Tuesday during a raid on a suspected Boko Haram camp along the edges of the Sambisa Forest in northeast Nigeria. An unusual coalition of Democrats and Republicans in Congress voted to approve the U.S. Export-Import Bank. The bank has been targeted for extinction by Republican conservatives. The bank sells a kind of insurance that protects U.S. exporters in case a foreign customer cannot pay. The Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday endorsed Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as the chamber's new speaker. At a closed-door party caucus, Republican lawmakers picked the 45-year-old Ryan to replace John Boehner, who will leave Congress at the end of the week. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert pleaded guilty Wednesday in a $3.5 million hush money case. Hastert now faces imprisonment. The case stems from allegations of past sexual misconduct. Law enforcement sources have told U.S. media outlets that Hastert was making large payments to hide sexual misconduct against a boy that occurred when Hastert was a high school teacher and wrestling coach in the 1960s and 70s.
In the letzten Tagen sind die Flüchtlingszahlen.
Germany's interior minister has sharply criticized Austria for sending migrants and refugees to its border without prior notice and under the cover of night. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday, Thomas de Maizière said Austria's handling of refugees is out of order. He said the number of migrants entering Germany has risen significantly in recent days. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is urging the international community to set up a special regime to protect his people. In an address before the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva Wednesday, Abbas accused Israel of carrying out extrajudicial killings of Palestinian civilians. The U.S. says it has no intention of ending patrol missions across international waters and airspace. The White House said Wednesday the U.S. is going to go anywhere international law allows, despite a protest from China over an American warship sailing near a disputed South China Sea islet. A Chinese economist and policy advisor says his country may soon allow all couples to have two children, a move that would finally end the country's one-child policy. The plan is expected to be unveiled later this week following high-level closed-door political meetings in Beijing. Analysts said the two-child policy, while a welcome move, will do little to help lift the country's declining birth rate. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.